Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. Jesus is keeping me alive. He's all over me. Jesus is keeping me alive. This is a beautiful day today, and I truly thank God that you was blessed and God allowed you to listen to what He has to say to you this morning. Thank you for sharing with me of the Word of God. To this morning, I would like to say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray, God, that your people receive this word. Let them receive the truth. Open their eyes, open their heart, and let them receive the revelation that you want them to have. And Lord, may you keep them and bless them and help them in every step of the way in this journey that they are walking on. And may God, your mercy be with them. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly thank God for blessing to receive this message today, and I would like to share this message and it pertains to unity. Yes, unity. Unity means together. When you hear the word unity, it means together. And I truly thank God for His word, and I would like to read Psalm 133 of David. Behold, how good and how pleasure it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descend upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Yes, I truly thank God of unity. And in unity, Jesus was saying a special prayer for us. And I would like to go in the book of John, the 17th chapter, starting at the 20th verse. And Jesus said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And truly, we thank God that God wants us to be one in Him, as Him and the Father are one. We need to be in unity. It will be in the days, especially in the last days. God is not going to be interested in denomination or non-denomination. He's not going to be interested in what we believe in. He's going to make us be one in Him. It's His faith that's going to make us be one as a people. He's not going to be interested, like I said, in denomination. He's going to be interested in us knowing all of Him and His Son by us being one in unity and believing in His word, because He's going to make us be one people. It's not going to be no certain groups who will be going up in heaven. It's not going to be a Catholic in one corner and a Baptist in another corner and Pentecost in one corner. It's going to be all of us as one people in unity. And I truly thank God for His word, because He wants us to be that people in these last days. And then He says here, really knowing the Father, part of Him, He prayed, Father, just as you are in me and I in you, may they also be in us, so the world may believe that you have sent me to be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. See, when Jesus talking about us being in unity, as Him and the Father is in unity. I'm thinking about the story of Job. When Job had his devastation, chaos in his life, he still trusts God. But his so-called friends came to Job, and they were really downgraded Job and put him down and belittling him, each one of his friends. But you know one thing, where was the unity? There was no unity with the friends of Job. But Job had his unity in believing in God. That's why he say, though he slay me, I will trust in him. Job had that unity in with the God, with his father. And so that's the reason why God want us to be in unity in him. In spite of what we are going through, in spite of what trials you are facing, or your giant that you're dealing with, he wants you to have that unity in him and believing in him according to his word, according to what his son did to purchase himself, Jesus, purchasing himself, bear the sin upon himself, that we become unity with the Father, that we will receive the inheritance that God wants us to have through his son, Jesus Christ. And the desires of the Lord, our Savior, was to sanctify his people by his truth. Jesus sanctified us with his truth. He was the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the reason why he sanctified himself, praise God, that we will receive the righteousness of the kingdom of God. And not only that, but he has given us himself, that will be sanctified through his word, through his truth, that will be unity in him. He did sanctify himself that we also may be sanctified through him, the real truth. And I truly thank God. In John 16:15, and when Jesus said, all that belongs to the Father is mine, that is why I say the Holy Spirit will take of mine and make it known unto you. All things are yours that pertain to life and godliness. We have come to the time of our day to be serious in Christ Jesus. Be still and know that I am God. And most times we as people of God, we got to talk instead of listen to what the Lord is saying to us. That we sit quiet and just listen. And that's what God say, be still and know that I'm God. And that's when we come in unity in his presence. See, one thing about it, we can't come to God with all our agenda. We need to come empty so that he could feel himself in us and upon us. So we don't need to come to God with our agenda and tell us, okay, God, this is my agenda. No, he wants us to come empty before him, so that he could fill himself in us with his glory, with his righteousness, that we become unity just like him and the Son of Jesus Christ. And truly, I thank God for Jesus. I praise his holy name. We have come to the time of our day to be serious with Christ Jesus. He wants us to be complete unity among his people and knit together in love. And see, when we come together, we'll come together knit together, because Jesus is the one who will be doing the work. See, like I said the last time, see, the head can't do without the neck and the shoulder, the same way as the leg can't do without the feet, and the feet can't do without the leg, because it got to work together in unity. But we as a people of God, we got to set aside our differences and work together as a people. We need one another to pray together, to fast together, that we as a people, we could turn the world upside down, as long, just like the 12 disciples. But we need to come together, praise God. We're not trying to do no competition, and there is no contest. We shouldn't be no celebrity, but we are all working in the same vineyard. But we need to come together as a people to help one another, to pray for one another, to fast for one another, so that we be unity in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And truly we thank God that we are in the days that we are living in. A time of coming together as never before. The new wine is found in the cluster. Look how close grapes are. Real close together. There must be perfecting unity among his people. When you find clusters of grapes, they are in unity. That's how they God prepare the vine for the grapes to come together in clusters. But God wants us to be cluster unity in one another when it comes to his word, by trusting in his word. And that's when the kingdom of God and his righteousness will come upon us, that we receive all that God wants us to have. And truly we thank God for all that he is to us, body, soul, and spirit, that we'll be that people that he's calling for in these last days. We need one another to build the body of Christ. That's right. We need one another. We can't do without one another. Like I said, the head can't do without the neck. The leg can do without the feet, as well the feet can do without the leg. We need one another. We need to set aside so we can walk together and agree together when it comes to the word of God in unity. And you know, it has nothing to do about black, white, Hispanic, or whatever. We need to come together as a people in unity, trusting in God, believing in God, because we are living in this devious and dangerous world that we are living in, and we need to stand together, be strong together, support one another, so that we'll be able to stand against the principle of darkness, that he won't hurt us, because why? We standing as a people. We trust in God, and that we support one another in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And truly, we need that profession that God wants us to be. And that's how we become unity in a people that the Lord has required. We need one another, like I say, to build the body of Christ, strengthen in the power of his might. After all, there is no power but of God. Because without God, we don't have no power. Without Jesus Christ, we don't have no Savior. So that's the reason why we need to have more and more of a relationship with the Lord in unity and in love, trusting and believing in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to defeat the devil whenever we possibly can. And that's why Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." That's what he told Satan, "Get thee behind." And we as a people, we got to tell the devil, "You get thee behind me, because I got more power, because I have the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, and he's the one who's supporting me." Satan's job is to destroy us. He wants to destroy the unity and break up the relationship with us, and it will become as a people, as we become the people of God, that we are the one who build the nation. Oh, praise God. So we truly need to have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And my brothers, sisters, let us keep our minds steadfast on the Lord. Let us keep ourselves together. Let us be in unity with the Lord in these last days. May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield and Outreach Ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep.